Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 1267 of Ask Pat 2.0. You're about to listen to a coaching call, and actually a catch-up coaching call, between myself and an entrepreneur just like you. And today, we're catching up with Kara Gott Warner, who has gone through a number of different transitions as she's come here on the show. In fact, this is why we're bringing her back, because she has an update for us, which is awesome. And we're going to see how she's niched down even further and as a result have gotten much better results. She was recently on the show, or previously on the show, in episode 1167. So a little under, this is 99 episodes ago, in fact. And a lot can happen in 99 episodes, everybody, as you'll hear here. But if you want to check out Kara Gott Warner, I'll mention this at the end as well. But just in case, Kara, K-A-R-A, Gott with two T's, Warner.com. So KaraGottWarner.com. And here she is with an update for us. Kara, welcome back once again to the Ask Pat podcast. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me, Pat. This is so cool because, like, I am officially an Ask Pat OG. And I just figured out what OG means, right? I don't know. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, like an original gangster. Yes.
Yes. Right. So I'm so excited. Thank you so much. I'm honored to be back.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm honored that you're here. Why don't you give us a little update that, you know, you've been on the show twice before. You have this knitting brand. There were a lot of branding questions from before, and you've nailed that, and you have a podcast as well. Can you remind people perhaps who didn't listen to the last episode where you were at then? And then I know a lot has happened since then. We can kind of just, you can just tell me what happened.
So lots of things have changed. Well, number one, we had a big old pandemic since the last time I was on. So I'll just introduce quickly. So, like, my name is Kara Gott Warner, obviously. And I'm a podcast producer and coach for life coaches. So last time I was kind of in a transition where I was kind of between two ICAs. If you remember, like, I was like serving like the creative woman. And then I was also working with life coaches because I had, you know, decided to kind of add that to my toolbox, get certified to, you know, include that in what I was doing as a coach, as a, you know, a business mindset coach. And then I decided in 2021 that I was going to focus exclusively on life coaches and become the, you know, podcast coach for life coaches. And so I made that transition, and it was great. It was an awesome shift for me. And so to really just focus on that one, you know, that woman, the female life coach. And so this summer, I kind of went through a bit of a shift in my business, and it was a big shift emotionally, but it was kind of like a subtle shift for my business because I was still serving the same person. So the life coach is still my same client. But the emotional shift was that I kind of had to really step back and tear everything down and see what I was doing, because I really felt like I needed to kind of serve in a different way. And so I basically decided to go all in on offering production, podcast production. And a lot of my coaches and my mastermind peers and people were like, it's too much. You're doing a lot of work. It's a big shift from coaching. But I really love that. Like, I love the back end stuff. I love, you know, getting underneath the hood. You know what I mean? Where, you know, they record and I do the rest. And I was kind of resisting that. And I was like, what I was doing as a coach was like, here are all the nuts and bolts, you know, like a lot of like what you do with podcasting. And then like, let them kind of fly. But they weren't. And it was like they, and I, but also because I felt like I really wanted to step in and do that back end stuff and the show art and the graphics and all that stuff that I really just shine. I really love that so much. And so I went for it. And it was like one of those things where I just asked one of my existing coaching clients who was looking for a producer, you know, because I had a lot of connections with editors and producers that I was referring. And I was like, and she just was like not happy and she was struggling. And I knew her so well. And I was like, hey, but I'll do it. What do you think? Wow. And she was just like, yes, 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 yes. It was like immediate. And that was it. And then just the clients started flooding in. It was like kind of crazy how fast it happened. And it was just like one of those things where it was like the universe was like, yep, this is it. So that's kind of how I kind of see it. And that transition just happened literally in July.
Yeah. So less than 6 months ago. So that's brand new. And I'm curious because to me, it's like you eventually found out that your person, your avatar, your market just either didn't have the time or didn't have the drive to do it themselves anymore or ever really. Like, yes, they wanted it to happen and that's why they came to you initially. But the fact that you were like, it's still not getting done. Like I or somebody needs to step, like that just shows that you are coming from a place of true service because you really want to make sure that you aren't just like giving them the information, but that they're getting the results from that. So that's really special and that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it's like one of those things where, I mean, just recently someone came to me who wanted to work with me and do like my full service production offer. And, you know, she's just starting, like she's not launched yet. And I identified like, okay, here are some things that are going to come in that maybe you're not thinking of. And I just want you to know. And I think that the like launch program that I offer was like a better fit. And she was like, wow, like that's so true. And like she just, it kind of clicked for her where she was like, that's what I need. And we just made that happen because it's like this thing where I think when I was coaching, when I was only doing the coaching, because I love to make things. I mean, I think you remember that, Pat. I'm like a knitter.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a creator. Like I got to get my hands dirty. And so I was kind of holding back, you know, and I was just like, you know, I really wanted to be able to step in and to help people in a bigger way and to get in there and do that work and to help them with, you know, all the you know, the bits and pieces and the nuts and bolts on the back end. And so it was just a natural, really, really a natural fit for me to do that.
That's awesome. That's like, we talk about this a lot on the podcasts, and that's this idea between like a visionary and then the integrator. And oftentimes, the visionaries are the ones who really need those integrators to help them execute on things because they just either don't have the time or that's not in their sort of superpower. And the integrator role is so vital. It is absolutely imperative that people like you exist because, I mean, I have my team. I could call out several names of people who are in a similar position to you with regards to my team in terms of, you know, actually producing and putting things together because I'm just beyond that now and don't want to do that part anymore. And so now we can work together and you're working together with these people and have a bigger impact, not just on their lives, but the lives of their listeners and all. Like, this is a really cool way for you to amplify your zone of genius, if you will, through the women that you're helping and the coaches. How has that transition been? Because it is a different business model, right? It's not just here's the information, but it's like, you know, now there's time required on your end. Like, tell me about that change and what the differences were.
You know, there have been growing pains, seriously. Like
no surprise.
Yeah, because here's the thing. I am definitely an entrepreneur. Like, that is my spirit. Like, I see the big picture, like the CEO, like, so from the beginning, I was like, I want to turn this into an agency model, right? I really want that to happen. So that's where I am right now, where I'm like wanting to step into that bigger role. And so, but I've been since July, because this is so new, right? But I've got like a full plate of clients. And so it's like to kind of, I've been like the worker bee. You know what I mean? It's like working on the clients. And then how do I balance that, counterbalance that with, okay, now I'm going to do the marketing. Now I'm going to do the books, or, you know, the bookkeeping, or, you know, go live on video or work on bringing in new people, all that. So I have a contractor. I have one contractor right now. So I do part of the work, and then I have a contractor that's doing part of the work. And so the growing pains are like, I've been in the cocoon and I've been loving it, you know, like I'm doing the work and, you know, I'm in my nest, you know, but it's like, I can see that in order to scale this and to go to that next level and create the income that I really want, that so that I can serve even more, I have to like think like the CEO, you know, and
yes,
hire
yes.
more. Like, I'm thinking of this is the thing that I was talking to someone last year who would be my future CFO. And he's like, when you get to this level in your business, you know, this income, you're going to have to call me. And we're there. I'm just like
already
freaking out, Pat. Yes, I'm freaking out because it's more responsibility. It's more contractors. It's being that CEO and it's being the orchestrator and not being the worker bee. You know, but it's like, I love pieces of it. Like, I love editing and the producing of the audio, right? That's my jam. But I have to let some of that go if I want to scale.
Right. And that's the big question, like, if you want to scale. And it sounds like you do want to scale.
I do.
But it's really important that you decide how much you want to scale and how quickly, because that will determine the decisions that you make now. And I've seen so many amazing entrepreneurs who are literally at the same fork in the road that you're in kind of go all in on growth, and they hire way too fast. They hired way too much. And then they just end up like hating what they're doing now. Right. And we don't want that to happen to you. I think that it's cool that you still want to be doing some of those things like editing and whatnot. And you should build for that, like allow time for you to do that. Even as CEO, you still want to have some fun, right? Doing what you're doing. But at the same time, there's so many other things that you could also let other people handle, right? So that's number one. And first of all, like, congrats to getting to this fork in the road and having that realization this quickly, because it took me 9 years of entrepreneurship to go, oh, like, I need to treat this like I'm CEO, not just the workhorse, right? And it took me a long time, and things started to change after that. And I built the right team, not a huge team, but the right team for the life that I want and the scale that we want, all that kind of stuff. So that's number one. Number two, the other way to scale would be to eventually what's called productize some of those services. This is like a way for you to offer help and provide something that is semi-customizable versus fully customizable. It's like, hey, here are these packages. We'll help you with these parts, but all these things are already done. It's a little cheaper. You don't have to work with me like on one-on-one, and we get to, you know, move faster, but it's not as like one-on-one with Kara as my other higher paying clients, right? And so we have some episodes on the podcast with a man named Brian Castle, Casel, that you could probably dig up about productizing services, because he had a web design business and he turned it into an agency. He eventually stopped designing and was feeling like he was just managing people the whole time, and then said, you know, a lot of these restaurants that I build websites for, like, they all basically want the same thing. So I'm just going to offer three different packages, and all of our work surrounds those three different packages. If you want a customizable thing, that's going to cost like a lot. And like that kind of business model seemed to work for him down the road. But anyway, just some random thoughts off the top of my head after you were talking.
I love that. And you know what? I was actually thinking about that. I said, because, you know, I've been listening to Smart Passive Income forever. I think yours was the first podcast I ever started listening to, honestly. And I'm not just saying that, Pat, okay? But productize, that episode, is that the one with Brian Castle, is on SPI, or is it?
Yes, SPI.
Oh, that I'm glad. So I was like, I got to find it. I was trying to find that episode because it was quite a while ago. So I'm really glad that you mentioned that, because I feel like that's kind of where I am right now, and to figure out what that looks like, because, you know, everything is so hands-on and so custom,
right?
You know, because you're dealing with like putting together the, you know, doing the show notes and editing episodes. And, but yeah, so right now, if someone was were to go to my podcast, they would see it's like, here's what you get for this package. Here's what you get for this package. Right. So
how much are you charging, by the way, for like full service?
Yeah. So full service. So I have two versions. So the first one is I do the editing. I put all the pieces together, put them in a Dropbox, and then you put them on your website and do the, you know, put them into the show notes and such. And that's $600. And then $800 is for full service. Like I do everything. I go into the back end. I go onto your website, whatever you're using, do the audio editing.
$800 per month?
$800 per month. Yeah, sorry.
For one episode a week?
Correct. Yeah. So that's like a subscription. So someone gets it's the four episodes a month. So that's a weekly frequency. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I think you're way undercharging.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Because I've been looking as, and I'm glad you said this, but kind of seeing like to see where I'm, if it's competitive. Right. And so I think I'm maybe a little under, maybe a couple hundred under from some of them, some of the producers that I've found, you know, out there.
But here's the thing. Are they producing for life coaches?
There is one.
That's their
I'm
specialty.
Not going to give his name, the name. Oops. But I'm a life coach, serving life coaches.
Right.
So I had found this really great niche, like, because I'm like a life coach and I do this for life coaches and kind of do the whole kind of, oh, we're about 3 months in and our pod fade brain is kicking in. Let's take a look.
That's so good. Yeah. It's like an additional part of the package, actually, is you get therapy with it.
I feel like that's got to kind of be in the package too, right? Because coaches get it. They're like, we're all talking the same language, you know? So maybe look at upping those prices a
little
bit.
I would say so. Yeah, because like, especially when I know you and the amount of work that you're putting into this and the quality of the work, you know, is top notch. Plus you build relationships with your clients. Plus you are a life coach as well. So you understand this space and can offer things that other producers can't. I feel like that if you don't charge more, you're just going to keep piling on more and more work with more and more clients.
Yeah. But here's the thing I didn't mention. I have another program. This is kind of where I'm thinking. Sorry to cut you off, but it's like,
this is
kind of like the VIP. Like this is where I'm focusing my marketing and this is what I'm talking about more than the production, you know, the subscription model is the launching program. So I call it Ready, Set, Launch. So I work with coaches who don't have a podcast. And so that I charge $3,000 for that. And it gives them the first 6 episodes and with all the things like designing the show art, you know what I'm saying? Like everything that ends up on the front end of the podcast, it's like you just slide in and drive the car.
Okay.
So what do you think about that?
This makes more sense to me. The price of that makes more sense to me. And it's like, you can only take so many at a time, right? Like there's a limit.
Exactly.
And there's a wait list. I'm hoping that people then like would jump for when it opens. And you can either choose to scale that by having other people help implement, or you just say, no, like I can only handle 5 or 6 per month. The waitlist is 3 months long. You get it now, or you just, sorry, right? And you just have to be okay with that. But the cool thing is once you get them to, like what I love about this business model is like you're helping all the way through. And it's like, okay, they get to episode 6. Like, is their podcast going to stop? No, like you need support, ongoing support for this. So now you already have clients for your $800 a month package.
Exactly.
Right.
And yeah, and that just happened this weekend. Someone came in at $3,000 for the launch and she wants to do a video and an audio podcast. So, you know, I almost doubled up the price for the monthly. She's like, that's fair. Let's go. I'm like,
yeah, I mean, you're saving these entrepreneurs so much time and money and hassle. Like it is valuable what you're offering. So I'm glad that you're upping that and charging what you're worth there. My question to you, Kara, is how many clients is enough?
I wanted to be really, I hate to say realistic, but like shooting like a little bit of a stretch goal, but like totally in my wheelhouse. So I want in 2023 to bring in 11 launch clients, because I know that sounds, maybe that sounds low, because I'm thinking I'm going to be
one per month
about that. Yeah. So that's going to be my baby, and my contractors handle the monthly people. And then once each of those people, and this is just for 2023, like we'll go higher in 24, but I want to be able to like be the concierge, so to speak, for each of my launch clients and be really hands-on, because like I feel like that's what they, I really want to be that for them during that phase. And then after the launch, they transition. But the challenge is like, what if I'm like, I'm just going to have to keep hiring contractors, I guess, right? Like, because I'm thinking after 10 monthly clients, oh my gosh, what am I going to do?
Right. And that's why I'm asking this question, just so we can get ahead on that and paint a picture for, because, you know, and I'm not saying what you should do, like, obviously you make that decision, but maybe there's a life where, or a scenario where 5 clients per month is all you need to live the life that you want, to do what you need to do. And sure, there's, you could 10x that if you wanted to, but you're not going to, because you want to stay really close with the clients that you have and continue to support them. You want to stay sane. You want to have time for other things, et cetera. Like, you get to design this however you want. Don't just grow because that's what everybody else is doing. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I appreciate that, because I wanted to make it really something that I could connect to, because when I was in my last career as a magazine editor, I was just like, I want to reach that. I want to show myself that I can make that same income and go beyond that, instead of just saying, oh, let's make 100K this year. You know what I mean? It's like, I had to own that. And so then I can get a feel for it and then scale it. Cause every year I'm in business, you know, I've been going up. So it's an upward progression, which is exciting. it's small, but it's like, I'm just happy. I'm really happy about it and grateful for all of it.
Yeah. Oh, and to do it during this season of the world, like, is tremendous. Like, don't discount how incredible it has been to create something and continue to grow while we see companies laying off thousands of people, while we see like all these things happening out there in the macro environment. Like, you should be super proud of getting to where you're at now. And then now seeing yourself as CEO and beginning to sort of puzzle piece everything together for you and your clients, and as well as new hires, like, game time. Like, this is awesome, Kara. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you so much.
Where can people go to follow your work? And maybe they're a life coach and want some help or want to start a podcast. Like, where are all the good places to send them?
Okay, all the good places. So it's pretty straightforward and easy. So my website is karagottwarner.com. So they can just check out all the services that we talked about. They're all on there. And then Instagram, you know, I'm at @karagottwarner. So that's super easy. And same on Facebook. And then my podcast, which I never talked about, but my podcast is called Podcasting with Purpose for Life Coaches. So when someone goes on my website, they'll see a link for the podcast and all the good things will be over there. So that's pretty much it.
Love it. We'll add the links in the show notes. And that's Kara Gott, KaraGott Warner. Find her on all those places. So thank you, Kara. This has been great to catch up with you. And like, it's just, I love following the journey of entrepreneurs who I had been following since kind of the start. And it's just, again, I'm just super proud of you. And I can't wait to catch up with you in the future and see where things go from here.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. I hope you enjoyed that update from Kara. Again, you can find her at karagottwarner.com. And I love just all these stories of people niching down and finding really their kind of their lane, as we always say here, right? The riches are in the niches, as we say. And the podcasting person for life coaches just makes complete sense. And I love that she's going down this route. And, you know, I can't wait to catch up with her in the future. So Kara, well done to you. I appreciate you. Again, check out Kara and her services at karagottwarner. That's 2 T's in Gott, karagottwarner.com. Thanks so much for listening in today. I appreciate you. And if you haven't yet gotten involved with one of our communities, we have communities that can help you, because truth is, and even science proves, you're more likely to succeed when you go and do things with other people. So come on by smartpassiveincome.com/community. We have proven communities at your level to help you, hold you accountable, and take you through our courses in a much, much better way that you're going to get much faster and better results than if you were to do this on your own. smartpassiveincome.com/community. We'll see you there. Thanks so much. I appreciate you, and we'll see you in the next episode. Cheers. Thanks for listening to Ask Pat at askpat.com. I'm your host, Pat Flynn. Our senior producer is David Grabowski. Our series producer is Paul Gregoris. And our executive producer is Matt Garland. Sound editing by Duncan Brown. Ask Pat is a production of SPI Media. We'll catch you in the next session. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.